Ave Maria.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to day number
12.
And 12, yeah. We are finally arriving at something very special.
Yes, Mary has arrived on the scene.
Arrived. It's May 13th, 1917. Did I get the date right?
That's right. We're sitting around the kitchen table not too long ago, and one of our daughters said something about, like, what if Mary appears to me?
Yeah.
And I remember sharing how when I was little, I used to think, like, what if she appears to me?
And you didn't want her. You
and
didn't
I was
want
so
that.
Scared were... that that would happen.
When I was little, I prayed that Mary would appear to me.
But now I know that it's not a scary thing if Mary appears to you.
The first thing Mary says to the children, do not be afraid. I will do you no harm.
Maybe there's some people, again, who have had this hesitancy of consecrating themselves to Mary. The end part is Mary does us no harm. She can't. She's only here, comes to us as a servant of God, the mother of God, but to fulfill God's will for us, to hasten it, to quicken it as well.
Mary appeared to them saying, I have come to ask you to come here 6 consecutive months on the 13th at the same time. Lucia asked, will I go to heaven? Yes, you will go. And Jacinta? She will go too. And Francesco? He will also go, but he has to pray many rosaries first. About Francesco, Sister Lucia writes, it is not that saying many rosaries as such is an indispensable condition for going to heaven, but that we must pray much. And there is no doubt that it will be difficult for someone to be saved if they never pray.
I see a little bit of Francesco in me. I feel like if Our Lady appeared, it should be easier on you. That's just how I feel. I identify with him in this. I need to say my prayers. I need to say my rosary.
Lucia then asks about a girl, Amelia, who had died. Mary said, she will be in purgatory until the end of the world. Sister Lucia writes, this may seem a lot to us, but the mercy of God is always great. By our sins, we have gravely offended him and deserved hell.
And you just think, what on earth could a child have done in order to merit purgatory until the end of time? But we don't know. We don't know. And I wonder if just the fact that Sister Lucia shared this story, that people would pray for the soul of Amelia, and maybe she's been able to be released from purgatory.
That's a kind thought. Yeah, maybe. I think for me, see, for you, it brings about a great charity. For me, I think sin is bad.
But it is bad.
It is bad. I mean, that's why Amelia is in. She said, be in purgatory till the end of time. We've lost the sense of sin. Friends, we need to cling to Our Lady. I just, this is just really impressed upon my heart. Like I can't be a father without divine grace. I can't be a good husband. I can't be faithful. I'm too selfish. I'm too impatient. I need every divine assistance.
She's our refuge.
So what else stands out to you, Janelle?
Our Lady asks Sister Lucia and Jacinta and Francesco if they are willing to offer themselves to God in reparation for sin, for the offenses against God.
Yeah.
And you know what Sister Lucia says? With like resounding yes,
without
we will.
Without hesitation.
And responding on behalf of the other two as well. So they're committed now.
Right. But a child, and she acknowledges, does not understand what this entails.
And that's just, Sister Lucia says, we didn't realize what this was entailing, but she said she never regretted that and that she renewed that commitment every single day of her life.
Wow.
So how can we offer reparation for sin? No snooze. Be joyful. Say good morning. You know, sometimes we just don't want to. We're too grumpy in the morning. Say I love you to your children. Is that hard? You know, sometimes it's hard and we have to step out of our shells. And it's good to say I love you to the people that we love, that
love
God
you.
Has placed in our lives. Touch our children. Touch one another. That might be a sacrifice for some of us. What?
Am I that
No, difficult. No, I'm just saying, like, it might be hard for, like, if somebody doesn't have a habit of hugging or touching, it's a sacrifice to step out and to do that. Shovel the driveway, mow the lawn joyfully, taking out the garbage, emptying the dishwasher. Sorry, these are a lot of your chores. But I'm saying these things, but it also means to do them joyfully. You know, and thinking, wow, I can offer this up in reparation for sin, for the sins that have offended God.
Perhaps if Our Lady was asking the children these questions, will you offer yourselves in reparation for sin? Is it possible that she's asking us to do the same?
Yes.
And I think that's one of the messages here today.
Yeah.
Mary ended her message on May 13th saying, "Pray the rosary every day in order to obtain peace for the world and the end of the war."
We right now, pretty much every day, say a full rosary. We're not 100%, like I would say, like,
well, I would say 98% of the time.
Yeah, that's right. We're pretty good with that currently, right now. But we started off by doing one decade a night, then two decades. It was like we gradually worked our way up. And then there was just a shift all of a sudden with us. And I don't know why it happened, but we just decided to take it more seriously. So that's where we're at. Our rosary nights, if you're wondering how it looks, it's not always very prayerful in the sense of everyone's like this. It can be really chaotic. It can be very difficult with our young family. I know everyone is at different stages of life, so maybe you don't have those challenges. This is our challenge. But Our Lady said to pray the rosary every day. And she asked the question, Mrs. Sister Lucia says, well, why didn't she say go to Mass every day? And she answers this question by saying, because some people don't have means to go to Mass, can't get there. But she says, everyone can pray the rosary. And this is why she asks us to do it. We cannot say we can't or that we don't have time. If Our Lady has asked these children to say the rosary every day, it must mean they have the time and the ability. And if they do, then how can we say we can't? So this is the challenge, friends. We're here on day 12. Let's say the rosary every day. We will never regret that. So in closing,
please pray the rosary.
The link is going to be right up there if you're watching that on YouTube. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
Hey, thanks for watching. Can we share our dream with you? We want to reach millions of people by sharing the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. And we want to do this by keeping all future content free, accessible, and shareable, just like the video you saw.
But we can't do this without you. Would you please consider supporting us on a monthly basis by joining our Patreon team? To partner with us, click the link at the end of this video or in the description. Thank you for your consideration.